Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Moore. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Huff. Batting second. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The right fielder, Bo Allred. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire takes first base on ball four. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Huff takes first base on ball four. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There goes Huff. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Huff steals second. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huff scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Allred strikes out. There goes Lewis. The throw from Steinbach to Weiss, and Lewis is out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for a single. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. 2 outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Moore covering, for the out. 1 out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Huff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Huff is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Huff hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. Allred takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground for a single. Lewis moves to third. Allred moves to second. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles juggles the ball. That's an error on Riles. Lewis scores. Allred moves to third. Bell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Allred scores. Bell scores. Berga moves to second. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Berga scores. James moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. McGuire reaches second base with a double. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Riles is 0-1 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McGuire moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McGuire tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Indians. Walt Weiss batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Weiss is 0-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jacoby scoops it up and throws to first, with Candiotti covering, for the out. Riles moves to second. Two outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-1 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Gallego, who tags Furman, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Huff is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Huff hits a line drive beyond second. Gallego can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Huff. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Huff steals second. Bo Allred batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Allred is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Allred takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Huff moves to third. Allred moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-2 in the game. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Huff scores. Allred scores. Bell moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. James is 2-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. James hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. Berga moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. John Briscoe now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-2, Indians. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0 for 2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Huff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff strikes out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. McGuire hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Riles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Allred, who is chasing the ball. Riles reaches third base with a triple. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vance Law now playing third base. Ernie Riles now playing first base. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Allred hits a line drive towards first. Riles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallego hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 11-3, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. James is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Weiss. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skinner is 0 for 3 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Lopez now playing first base. Ever Magallanes now playing shortstop. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Huff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell who is chasing the ball. Law reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Riles is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Riles hits a fly ball into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 11-4, Indians. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground for a single. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive towards third. Berger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ever Magallanes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magallanes takes first base on ball 4. Mike Huff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Huff hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ryle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallego hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Magallanes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gallego moves to second. One out. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a line drive off the glove of Lopez, and into shallow right field. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Gallego scores. It's 11-5, Indians. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lopez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Canseco for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 4 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 11-6, Indians. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Law is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Law strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.